Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2024 of Unlimited Abundance. I am so excited to be here. I'm actually recording in a new location just for some new neural pathways, but because I'm in a new location, my dog Mia is here with me laying down, and it's so interesting how like a new location instantly stimulates different parts of your brain. I mean, technically, these are called new neural pathways. And my husband and I always joke whenever we do something like a little bit differently, like even take me on a different walk, we're like new neural pathway. So me sitting in this new environment is creating a new neural pathway. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Today's video is going to be 2024 predictions, energetic and astrological predictions. And this is actually so cool. What this was inspired by was, if you guys know, I have my monthly spiritual membership. It's a monthly ceremony membership. And if you're like, what is a monthly ceremony membership? Well, if you follow me on Instagram or online, you may know I host ceremony and rituals every single month, two ceremonies and rituals a month. One usually that aligns with the new moon and one that aligns with the full moon. And they're always different and unique. For example, the next one I have coming up is this Thursday on 111, is the new moon in Capricorn ceremony and ritual, and it is creating and amplifying a new you. Then we'll have a full moon in Leo ceremony and ritual later this month. So they're always really different. Like last month in December, we had a new moon in Sagittarius, and then we had an activation ceremony for 2024, where I talked in there a little about predictions. And anyway, these ceremonies are so powerful. People who are have been coming to them are inside my membership called Divinity and have had like life-changing results. I have a whole highlight on my Instagram of people's testimonials. I mean, manifesting everything in their lives that you can imagine, whether it's from partnerships or healing or shifts in the relationship or marriage or job or financial abundance or moving or like a completely different life. Anyway, it's so beautiful. So if you haven't joined, you should definitely join. But basically, in 2022, I hosted in December 2022 the Activate ceremony for 2023, right? So I do it in December for the year ahead, where I guide you through this whole ceremony and ritual to activate your intentions, energy, and emotion that you want in that year. And I also give my personal just channeled predictions. So they're just things I've observed, my own predictions. And as I was hosting this year's ceremony in December, people are like, oh my gosh, have you all your predictions pretty much came true from the previous year? And I was like, oh my gosh. And I still haven't watched that video back, the Divinity ceremony from December 2022, the Activate. So if you were in that by any chance, you could watch it back. I really should watch it back. But basically, I always make predictions for the following year, like I said, based on numerology and astrology, and as well as just channeled messages and things I'm observing and patterns I'm noticing. And so I wanted to get my 2024 predictions here on record, basically, because those, although they were on record as well, they were private for only the people who are inside Divinity. So I want to come on here on this podcast and I want to make my 2024 predictions so that at the end of 2024, I can reference back this podcast. And if these things come true, I have the record that on this day that I made these predictions. So let's hop on in. I always say this, but I have this intention to keep my podcast a little bit shorter, although I know a lot of you guys tell me that you like when I talk a lot, but I just want to keep them like 30, 40 minutes, I feel like, because I could sit and talk for like 4 hours. Whenever my friends and I hang out, especially I guess most of friends are really talkative, we sit and talk for hours. I remember once I met my friend Leanna for lunch, and we were at the restaurant for so long that they started serving dinner. It was like from like 12 to 7 p.m. 7 hours. I mean, that is insane. We're both Gemini, so we leave two Geminis to talk. And my friend Josie also, I've had her on the podcast, who's an astrologer. Her and I, when she was visits LA, would hang out, same thing. So anyway, my intention to keep things a little bit shorter. So let's start off. So many themes. The first theme I want to talk about is just by looking at the numerology. I actually want to look something up. I saw someone post something, but I swear it was, which made me question what I was saying. But card eight into, I wanted to look it up, what it was. Do. Oh my gosh. Okay. So many things. Da 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 da. Energy, action, courage. Okay. I just wanted to check something. Sorry. Anyway, so the first thing I want to kick off is talking about I feel as though 2024 has a very strong karmic energy. It's so funny. I saw one of my clients post about this as well. So maybe she was posting about what I discussed. But essentially, with the eight, with the numerology being eight, right, of 2024, it really signifies like a completion of cycles. And to me, that's a very, very karmic energy. And so I think that this karmic energy can play out in many, many ways. I think maybe some of us instantly view it as positive, or maybe some people instantly view it as negative. Maybe people have more of a negative. People say, like, oh, you're going to get your karma. But it's like, if you've been a good person, you're like, yes, that would make sense, right? But I think that karma is just the culmination of the energy and efforts that we've been putting out and kind of where the scale tips, right? Do we most of the, are we like more often aligned and conscious and kind and aware, or more often giving and generous or whatever it may be, right? Because nobody's perfect and we're all human and things upset us. And, you know, it's like, it's not like this aiming to be perfect. It's just karma looks at like the overall alignment and integrity of your actions. And so I find for a lot of people, and I'm already seeing this, which is so interesting because only January 8th as I'm recording this, is that whatever you've been working on for a long time, if it feels like you've just been working on it and working on it, whether this is like inner work or whether this is like work on a relationship or like health work, like things that you've been feeling like you've been putting an effort and effort and effort and effort and even consistent with it, and you haven't been seeing outcomes, you're going to see rewards and outcomes or the karma for that. So let's say someone was like an artist and they were painting last year and they were painting the year before and they're painting and painting and putting in the effort. And they're kind of getting recognition here and there, kind of having some success here and there. I would imagine that in 2024, their art would like maybe blow up or really expand or get placed in like a gallery. Like something would happen that would bring more consistent and major success. And the energy of the word that I'm hearing is recognition, if that makes sense. So it's like if you felt in certain areas of your life, like you've been doing, like especially when it comes to your purpose or in your job, even you feel like you've been doing and doing and doing and you're like, where are the rewards, or where is my work? I feel as though 2024 is going to, sorry to remove something. I feel as though 2024 is going to very much kind of give you that recognition and kind of reassurance, right? I feel like also life, I'm gonna say tests us, but kind of watches our commitment to something. So for example, if someone's wanting to create something in their life and they only try it for like a month and then give up, versus someone who is staying consistent with it, even if they're not seeing the results, right? Like someone who's like, I don't know, let's say posting YouTube videos day in and day out, even if like they're not getting that many views, and there's conti they believe in it so much, they keep doing it. And after like 3 years, one of their videos explodes or something of that nature. Do you get what I mean? It's like, I feel like life looks for people who are committed or devoted to their work or what they're doing, whether it's like a hobby, you know, like for me, like dance and things like that, right? Or in your business, it's like those who are devoted and committed, I feel like are really going to receive that kind of full circle moment. And that kind of, it's kind of a really beautiful moment because it kind of teaches you that like it, that life rewards those who are consistent, right? So whether the reward is right in front of your face or whether the rewards are consistent or not, if you have like a deeper devotion to what you're doing, maybe because you feel like it's your purpose or it's really what lights you up and you stay consistent with it, I really feel that life rewards that. Because I think that anyone can try something for a short period of time, but not everyone can be devoted to that, whether it's being a teacher or a leader in business, whatever it may be, like. Well, that's not to say like you can't change or pivot, but I'm just saying like just being devoted to what you're doing, I think, is really large, and that there will be a lot of rewards. And I'm even seeing this. I don't want to say any names, but there's a particular person who I know who I don't like give anything away, but essentially, it's a really talented in what they do, and I feel like was kind of, and was consistent and devoted in their work, and I feel like probably wasn't getting. And like really wasn't getting any recognition. And then literally I heard on the Sunday that they're getting a huge recognition. And so I think it's things like that, like kind of like if you were moving in silence and you were doing the inner work, or you were, yeah, it can be inner and outer. I want to say that as well. So it could be if like you were doing a lot of inner work on yourself and you were like visualizing, or I find that a lot of my clients who've been working with me for a while, they're really starting to see like these, like this momentum build and these like big results shift. So it's like, if you've been doing the inner work, you're gonna see the outer rewards and be like, oh my gosh, this makes sense why I've done all this inner work. It makes sense why I've visualize this so much, or I've been, meditating and observing my thoughts, or why I've been trying to break this pattern for so long. Like, there's a pattern that you've been wanting to break for a long time, and you've been trying to break it and take steps towards breaking it. And then you feel like, oh my gosh, the pattern's like just broken. Like, it's kind of this like full circle aha moment energy, especially and with outward actions. That's the first thing. I also think that partnerships will be really, really highlighted during this year. And then the eight also is like connection. And if, yeah, I really feel like there'll be emphasis on romantic partnership. Like, if you're already in a relationship, I think it might become like more of a priority to you, or a realization of like the power of your relationship or partnership will become really, really big. I've actually really wanted to do like a union course kind of thing about like, I had many ideas for it about whether it's like calling in your partner, but also I feel like that so much of that is divine timing. And whenever I make a course, it has to feel so. Like, so on fire, yes. And I feel like there's so many nuances in partnership that it's very hard to make something that's just like very objective. But anyway, I feel like a lot of people are going to be very much prioritizing their partnership, like realizing the value of it, realizing the importance of it. I think that we already see this with like women really wanting a partner and like being admitting it. And with the rise of feminine teachings, which is, I love that because I've been sharing about feminine teaching since like 2021, like really in depth and really consistently. And I feel like now it's becoming, these teachings are becoming even bigger. Like, I run like three or four feminine courses, if not more, and so many different like sensual movement workshop. So it's so cool to see. And so I think that like with I think just people realizing the importance of partnership. And again, like it's not black and white. So it's kind of a difficult topic to talk about because it's not just like, okay, go find a partner. Because if you're a very conscious and aware individual and you've done the inner work, then your standards are higher and it might take you a while to find an aligned partner. I'm not saying it will, but do you know what I mean? It's not just like this. It's not like, okay, for example, you listen to a podcast and it tells you like, oh, go create a new habit, You can do that the same day. But if you hear a podcast that says like partnership is important, you can't just like go find a partner overnight. I mean, you could, but maybe not a life partner. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's such a much more nuanced thing. And I think that it also requires like a deep trust in life. Like, I feel like some It, yeah, I just I feel like it's destined. Like, I think for some people they're destined to meet their partner at a specific time, and some people earlier and some people later. And I just feel like that's just part of the experience in a way. And so, but I just think that people are going to realize the importance of it. And I think that once you can admit to yourself that you want partnership, I think a lot of women are told to be like, I don't need a man. And I'm like, I 100% need my man. I think that like more women are like realizing the beauty and the value of it. I think men as well of having a good partner. I think in a world where we're seeing like Josie and I talked about this in our relationship, when our like marriage and dating in 2024 podcast, the one before is it's one of the best podcasts I've ever made. And it was so amazing to have her guest. So I guess we ever made, like, it's genuinely one of the best podcasts I think I've ever recorded. That's how good it is. But we talk about that, about how in a world where now there's so much like t toxic dating advice online, I think more and more people crave the opposite. I think the pendulums always swing, right? So when we see all this like toxic stuff, and he's just like, you watch videos of people's relationships and what they share online, it's just like, and it's so like, I don't know, overwhelming. I think that we crave more truth and more authenticity even more. And so I think that there will be a big emphasis on that. Like, you might feel like you are like a lot of women, I feel like maybe you're in your career, you're doing what you're doing, and you're just having maybe this pause where you're like, you know what? Like, I really should prioritize partnership or finding a partner because, yeah, it does take effort and energy, especially in our world where everything's like online. It does take, being in the right f energy. It takes putting yourself out there. I feel like we just wish that, our Prince Charming would just walk to up to your door and be like, hello, is this Mary or Karen or Janelle or Nina or whatever. But I feel like you're realizing that you have to put effort and energy into it, and for men as well. And like I said, I think if you are in an existing partnership, your partnership, you'll realize that it is so valuable and so important and something that needs to be prioritized and not just a part of your life. Like, this is kind of maybe a big statement to make, but I think people will realize that relationships are the foundation of our lives, not a part of our lives. It's like, if you've ever had a fight with your partner, tell me how difficult it is to go about your day and your work and what you have to do. It's almost impossible. Yet when your partnership is really healthy and stable and thriving, you have much more energy, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, for all of your other lot all the rest of your life, right? So it's not a part of your life, right? Like, it's literally the the foundation. And this can even extend into friendships and family as well, right? Like, connection is so important. I think people will continue to realize the value of connection, and people will seek more genuine connection and prioritize it as well. Like I was saying, not realize, like, oh yeah, I'll see my friends when I can, or I'll hang out with my partner, spend quality time when I can. I think it will become a much more conscious thing. And I'm even noticing this as well, of just like, that those are the moments that we like. If you ask yourself the moments where you feel like the most fulfilled, it's not when you got that package at your door or when you got your nails done. It was probably when you were with your friend or boyfriend or your family. Like, it was a moment where you felt like connected and like loved and maybe seen and understood, or just connected. Those are like the most magical moments. And maybe it was even when you were doing something you love. And especially if it was people that you love as well. So, like, really understanding that. And I've talked about this before, but the longest study on happiness done at Harvard, right? They found that the biggest indicator of happiness, they studied like people over 40, like they studied people for 40 years or something, like a very long time. I think it's like the one of the longest run experiments, if I'm not mistaken. You could look it up, just Google like Harvard study on happiness. There's so much on it. But so it's like, if you know that, okay, connection makes me happy, then why am I not putting that into my schedule? So for me, it's like consciously being like, I'm gonna go take this class with my friends, or I'm gonna go see my, like, literally go make a day out of seeing my friend and doing something that we love, like realizing that those moments are what make us feel so fulfilled. And when we feel fulfilled, we feel whole. And when we feel whole, we're in the energy of abundance. And when we're in the energy of abundance, we're creative and we can do our best work and be our best selves. And yeah, and of course, it depends who you're connecting with, right? Like, this is, you want to have good quality friendships. So I think that if maybe someone, people don't have good quality friendships, they're going to become more aware of that and want to crave more and more of that. My other prediction is that there's going to be a big return to the natural. And it's so interesting because I already feel this. I felt this in myself. So this isn't even like, and then I posted about it and I saw the feedback. So this is, I guess I have a little bit of data on this even. Basically, it was so crazy. I was getting my hair done in December, just like blonde right before my trip to London and England. And like, just, you know, I've been blonde now for I don't know how many years, since I was like 18, if not younger. I've been getting highlights and being blonde. And so just like a, you know, a normal like full highlight. And I, after it was done, normally I feel so good when my hair is done fresh, as I think many girls do, right? You feel so like renewed and inspired. I might make like a whole podcast on this and like go deep into the energetics, because I have like such deep philosophical thoughts on this, like thoughts that you probably have never thought in your life and never put these puzzle, like, I just have crazy deep thoughts about this whole topic. But anyway, I'm telling you the short version. And when my hair is done, I just didn't feel like me. Like, I looked in the mirror, I had fresh, you know, highlights, like looked like a brand new bitch, but I just did not feel like me. It was so weird. It was like looking in the mirror and not seeing yourself. And that sounds, it sounds psychotic. I understand, but normally when I would look in the mirror at me with blonde hair, I felt like me. Like, I got my hair done in July, super blonde, and I was like, F yes, like, this is me. Like, I felt like w the outer manifestation felt like what I felt like inside. And then, like, in December, it was like a shift had occurred. It was almost like I was already tuning into 2024 me, and I was like, I don't feel like myself. And then I was driving home, something was like irritating. Like, I had this feeling of on discomfort. And then I realized, I was like, I'm gonna go back to like more of my natural color. I still want to keep some like lightness. So like, girl, I already have a vision board for this, but I will post when I get my hair done. But I want to essentially be around my color, but I still want to have like a tiny bit of dimension, you could say, through it. But essentially, I want to go back to my pretty much my natural color, and I want to cut, like, have my hair like much shorter length. And it was just like, and then before that, I was like, I'm getting my Gel-X nails off. If you're not familiar, Gel-X is like, actually, it's really healthy for your nails, but it's still, you know, fake nails. They glue on with like UV, with a gel, these like almond nails. Just look up Gel-X nails on Pinterest, like, you'll see. And I was like, my natural nails are so long and healthy. Like, I'm just gonna get hard gel over my natural nails. So I did that and I love it. And then right now they are grown out. And so I'm gonna get them refilled. It's just, so it's just hard gel. And hard gel is not, I don't guess, it depends what salon you go to, but the hard gel that my salon uses is not harmful to my nails. Like, my nails stay really healthy because it's not acrylic. It's not an acrylic powder or a gel powder. It's literally just like a hard gel coating, you could say, right? And I have gel polish on top, so my nails don't break, even though one did break, but a little bit chipped on the side. But because they're like a that like they're like they when I got them done, they were like that little really rounded square short shape, but now they've grown out and I'm gonna get them more like almondy. But essentially I was like, I'm going back to my natural nails. Why am I getting like these fake pieces of plastic put on my nails all the time? I guess you could argue that hard gel is still plastic, but they're just still my natural nails with hard gel over it because regular polish will just chip. And I mean, it's 2024. We who does regular polish, right? I'm not judging if you do, but you get what I mean. Like, I feel like gel just lasts so much longer, but I like having the hard gel under it because I feel like it just protects my nails because I use my hands a lot. I don't know, just doing stuff. And they already chipped on two of them. So I feel like the square shape doesn't really work for me. But anyway, why am I going to detail? I posted about all this because it was a very crazy thing that happened. Not the nails. The nails was like, okay, it's interesting. I want natural nails. But then, or, you know, have the hard gel on my natural nails. But then the hair was like crazy. I never thought in a million years that I would dye my hair back like, you know, like brunette, like genuinely. And it wasn't like I even thought about it. It wasn't like I was like, maybe I should do that. And then it was like a subtle process. It was like I was in the chair. I was like, the blonde me doesn't feel like me. And then the same day, pretty much, or like the next day, I was like, no, same day, I was like, I'm going back to my natural color or around that shade. Like it was genuinely like a light bulb moment. Like it was not, there was no like inspo. I didn't see a picture and think, oh, like, it was out of nowhere. It was like I was going to my appointment. I just spent so much money going one. If you're blonde, especially in LA, getting a full highlight, you already know, you know. And then literally, I was like, this doesn't feel like me. Like it was, you know. It's clearly I didn't think about it before because if I had even thought about it before my appointment, I probably would have done it then, right? So anyway, I posted about this and being like, I don't know, I feel this calling to go back natural, to like, you know, to just have my hair more natural color, my nails natural color. And the feedback and response I got was insane. The amount of messages, I felt viral or something. Like it was crazy amount of messages. So I feel like a lot more people are gonna have that calling to be more natural or natural looking, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean like, okay, I'm gonna grow my natural hair out. It means I'm gonna probably get a lot of low lights put in so that it looks more like my natural color. Or it doesn't mean like natural, like I'm not gonna get my nails done. It's just that instead of getting them putting on gel X, I'm gonna have them on my natural nails and maybe more of like a natural color palette. Or for other people, for makeup, right? Instead of doing like the full, I don't know, people, I feel like eyelash extensions are kind of, you're gonna, if you have them, you're gonna hate me for saying this, but I feel like eyelash extensions are out. Like I just feel like they've been out. I was an avid eyelash extension wearer in like 2019, maybe even 2018. I think like from 2017 to 2019, okay? First of all, it's so expensive to get them looking good. If you want them to really look good, you have to get them done like literally every 10 days. And when I look back at pictures, it looks like I have spiders on my face. Like it just does not look cute. I do agree that they can be done really well, but maybe I'm just genetically blessed, or maybe it's my diet or my mascara because I use this really good clean mascara. I won't gatekeep it. It's a Talk Beauty, TOK Beauty mascara. You can get it on like Credo or Detox Market. I have like a link through them too. You can get money off. So if someone reminds me, I can post it. But anyway, my lashes are really long, so I don't even need to. If I wanted like natural lash extensions, like I already have the natural long lashes. I get if like you have really short lashes, but you really can grow your own lashes through diet. They're making sure it's, I think diet's the most influential. I think like sure topically, like castor oil, right, can help, or like this mascara has a serum and it's supposed to help them grow, and I really do believe in it. But I feel like it really is your diet, if I'm honest. And I think the mascara, and like again, you can put like a castor oil on. But I just feel like growing your natural eyelashes is just the best thing you can do because it's like the best investment, because then it's like buying a house, you know? It's like you're not like renting these eyelash extensions. So it's like, you know, you're investing in your eyelash extensions just to stay in your eyes and grow. But anyway, I feel like more people will stop getting lash extensions even, or like unnecessary beauty treatments. Like, of course there are necessary beauty treatments. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like for me, every like two and a half, maybe years, I get a tiny lip filler touch up, like 0.5. I haven't even gotten it in genuinely over 2 years now. The last time was probably before our wedding, and that was like in 2021. So anyway, but like for me, I like that little amplification. So it's not like that. It's not, I think people take natural to the extreme. I don't mean natural, like, oh, people are gonna stop wearing makeup, stop doing things, but people are just gonna want a more natural look. You can still have your hair colored and your nails done and your makeup done and even have, you don't know, Botox and filler, let's just say, but look natural. Do you get what I'm saying? And then you can have all of those things, but then look unnatural. So the same, like, treatment or procedure, like your nails. You can get them like, you know, those crazy claw nails with bling. I used to do that when I was young. Or you could, you know, get your hair like 20 inches and blonde, or you can have like natural looking nails and natural looking hair and still have it done. So I feel like there's a difference between how so having a something done and like a treat beauty treatment or procedure and having it look natural. So I think people will just be wanting to look more natural. I just think that will be like the I don't know if that will just be like the look in terms of trends, but I think more people just intuitively will desire that and will crave that and will just like a more natural appearance. I don't know, I just feel like it's so much more fitting when someone looks natural. Like it's so much more attractive. Like I think years ago the wow factor was like looking snatched was in, right? Like having like your hair big and like looking like a Barbie doll was in, right? Like having your hair so big with extensions perfectly curled, and you know, beautiful look, love that. But like, you know, having full glam, like full eyeshadow glam, lashes, lipstick, like looking snatched. Do you know what I mean? Like looking like a, like people, you know, people say like an IG model, like, you know, that kind of vibe where I feel like that's not going to be big in 2024. I feel like the opposite. I feel like the more natural someone looks, like literally even like iPhone photo, light makeup, natural hair, like showcasing their day-to-day life, that's going to be more big. I think that comes to relatability. I think relatability will continue to be big because I think that when we see things go in the opposite direction. So like when we see like extreme, like people being, I don't know, like I would say too much, but I don't know, like when we see like a lot of superficiality, I guess in the social sphere, people crave the opposite. So I think just like more authenticity will become more valuable. Like people will want to connect with people who feel real and authentic. Like I think that that will be the biggest, and I already see this in my business clients in terms of like conversion. It's like it matters the connection you have and the authenticity you have and how much people trust you, not like how well curated your photos are. You can post beautiful, perfect pictures and videos, but if people don't trust you, then there's no real like. That's going to be more difficult for your business, right? So I think that's another big factor in terms of the world. Okay, my last predictions. I do think there are going to be some crazy things happening, especially because there'll be an election in the within the US this year. I think that there's going to be a lot of like unjust or unconstitutional things happening and people, the government trying to justify it. Like we already see this with them. I think they're trying to take like Trump off the ballot and things like that. Like that's just unconstitutional. I'm not saying I'm for Trump or I'm for any side, but I'm just saying like objectively speaking, like if someone has a, I don't know, like there someone is qualified to be like a candidate, let's say, right? And there are people who want to support them. Like it needs to be a fair election. So I just think there are going to be a lot of things that are unfair, unjust that are happening. They're going to try to be justified, like things that are clearly out of balance that are going to happen. And I think with the election, then there'll be a lot of chaos. Like I think there'll be like protests and stuff. I think from both sides, that makes sense. Like both from people who are more liberal, people who are more conservative. I just think that they're going to be is like there's going to be a whole thing around that. And I think in the world we're going to see a lot of things with new laws coming into place. Are people debating new laws? Are people debating old laws? Like there's going to be a lot about justice will be like a big theme about like what's just, what's right, what's balanced, what's harmonious, what's not harmonious, all of those kinds of things. So I think that that will also be a huge theme in the collective. So that's just like a big collective theme that I wanted to share about as well. I think I talked for so long, but like so I try to focus on like more intuitive themes, not like predicting world events. But I do think that in terms of world events, a lot of things with like laws and regulations and debates over that will be really, really big. And I think self-expression will continue to get even bigger and bigger. Like final thing is that like more people like self-expression will just become natural. Whereas like even 5, 8 years ago, like it was not natural to just go online and like post yourself and talk about what you were doing and what you were wearing and what you like and what you don't like and what your thoughts are. Like that was not normal. If you guys remember, that wasn't normal. And now like everyone, right? Like it's just normal. Like everyone has a social platform. Not everyone might use it to like a crazy degree, but everyone is sharing something. Like I think just self-expression will become bigger and bigger and bigger, which I was listening to a podcast with Sadhguru and it was so funny. He was saying like a lot of people are self-expressing but without perceiving first. So just because there's a lot of information out there, the quality of that information is what needs to be deciphered, right? Because like anyone can self-express, but people express based on their perception, and we want to listen to those who maybe have taken the time to really sharpen their perception or sit with their perception and really, be intuitive and process, sift, sort, and integrate information. So I think that, like, the pros will be that a lot of people will be stepping into their self-expression, but the cons will be that those messages and can be mixed, and there might be, like, lack of clarity around message. Like, when there's a lot of people talking, it can get overwhelming, right? And then deciphering who's saying what's true for you, who you want to listen to, all of those things, I think that'll become really important. And I would even say that even now at the beginning of the year, like, there's so much information. Find people who you resonate with. For example, if you resonate with me, I love you. And, like, then, stay in touch with me, listen to my stuff. If it's someone else as well, stay in touch with them. Like, find people who you trust and whose energy you feel is authentic, and listen to those people. Because if you're listening to too many people and too many voices and so many opinions, like, anyone can self-publish a book on Amazon these days, right? Like, although, I love books, I've read amazing books, but there is, like, some truth to that, where, like, when there's so much information, what your brain is, like, perceiving can become so overwhelming and even contradictory. So I would just say, like, refine. Like, for me, like, I haven't unfollowed. Well, first of all, I have a lot of people muted on my Instagram. So even if I followed them, no one will know who it is. But I don't like I unfollowed a bunch of pages that I was like, don't like the energy. And if while I'm scrolling, I don't like something, I just will unfollow it. Like, I just want to be more intentional about the energy that I'm around. Or in terms of, like, podcasts, I only listen to, like, two podcasts, because, and one of them is The Diary of the CEO. And the other one I haven't listened to in a while, but it's Heal Thyself. Like, I have to really. I it's so funny, they're both, like, male podcasts, but I don't know. It's like just being intentional that the energy that you're listening to is so important. I think that as we'll get more and more noise, that's how you can feel anxious and overwhelmed, is if you're listening to all the noise. Like, think about being at a con. Okay, my biggest nightmare would be, like, being at an EDM concert. When I was younger and 15, loved it. Now, 26, do not love it. Like, genuinely, that's my personal hell. Like, being at a concert with a bunch of people jumping around on drugs while loud music plays, like, I feel faint even thinking about it. That's, like, that's the energy I feel like when there's too many people talking or so many voices, even online. Like, the vibe that I like, and I saw someone post this on Instagram, is, like, that feeling after, like, you've cleaned your house or organized your house, and it's like you're doing your morning routine by yourself in peace, and you're, like, having your coffee and your music is playing, and you have a candle or some incense lit, and you're like, ah, this is life. Like, that is the energy that I want to be in 2024 in terms of, like, and what I'm consuming online. So that takes, like, intentionality, or it takes, like, being con like so sifting and sorting who you're listening to, and who you're following and who you're engaging with. And I think there are so many amazing and beautiful and authentic people out there online, myself included, if I do say so myself. And so I feel like find those people who are that, and then if when you're in their energy, it's really inspiring. So those are my predictions. I'm probably missing so many things. So if you were in the divinity ceremony and I said some other things you want to remind me, maybe I'll make a part two. But those are everything I wanted to say at the moment. I also wanted to announce that I am running a new course. This is, like, the most accessible, or I think, or affordable course I've created right now. It's early bird pricing. It is called Cosmic Marketing. So if you're an entrepreneur, or you're a content creator, or you're a small business owner, or you're a freelancer, or you want to be, this is the perfect course for you. I will be guiding you through understanding all of your astrological placements when it comes to the ones that influence business the most and marketing the most, so you can understand how it's going to be the best way for you to market, how it's going to be the best way for you to share, to create, to take action. Every individual is so unique. And when I work with my business clients, I always try to look at their chart if we're trying to understand how they should be doing things, because trying to follow a formula or replicate what others are doing are going to leave you feeling burned out and unfulfilled, and just, like, you're not, like, in your secret sauce, right? And we want you to feel like you're in your secret sauce, you're in your groove, you're feeling in the flow, you're feeling magnetic, you're feeling turned on by life, right? And that comes when you do things your way through your blueprint. And so this course is really going to teach you how to understand your astrological placements when it comes to business and marketing, so that you can literally grow, thrive, succeed, attract ideal customers and clients, where you can see where the money is in your chart, where you're going to be making the most money and financial abundance, so you know what to maybe focus on. So you can understand how you create, how it's best for you to communicate, so you can better understand yourself, so that you can, show up to your business or to your content creation or whatever you're doing in your highest potential. It's gonna be a really powerful course. Like I said, early bird pricing is There's two packages. There's just a regular package, which is going to be $383 until its last day will be January 10th, and then it'll go up to normal price, which is 555. And then I have a VIP option, meaning you get 2 60 minutes calls with me throughout the course, or 2 weeks after is like the little extra period where I'll be even helping you with even more personalized and guidance and expertise. And that pricing is early bird pricing for 750, and it will go to 888 on the 11th. So I wanted to kick off the year. If you know me, my courses are always much more, a little bit much bigger investment because what you receive, the value that you get. And I really want to say that literally, I think it's 98% of people who have been in a course return to another course. So I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm just trying to say with some data that people really do receive value. My last thing I would ever want in my course for someone to feel like they didn't get their money's worth. And I feel like everyone always feels like they get their money's worth and more. And I really wanted to create like a special kind of kickoff offer. So if you are any of those things, or you want to be any of those things, like I said, have your small business owner or freelancer or content creator, entrepreneur, this course will be magical for you. And it'll also be something that it's not a one-time kind of knowledge. It's knowledge that will continuously apply, right? Because when you understand your chart, whether you apply it to what you're doing now, or you pivot, or you shift careers, even it's something that you can always apply and always understand. And it's just going to give you information about yourself and how you can grow and approach things in terms of your business and your creation to re reach your own unique highest potential. And I think that's really, really magical and important. And so it's called Cosmic Marketing. It's on going to start on January 29th. You can come live. You can click the link in my bio for not bio. Well, you can click the link in my bio, but I'll put a link in the keynote to the course for all the information. But you get all the full recordings as well. And we have a live Telegram group chat throughout. So definitely get inside if you want to grab the early bird offer. Otherwise, the prices will just go to their normal prices on 111. And final announcement, I am hosting a new moon in Capricorn ceremony on Thursday, 111. So I'll have the tickets down below, or you can join through the membership Divinity. If you're not in Divinity, you can come through a one-time ticket as well. But if you're wanting to join Divinity, this is the perfect time because none of the events have started yet. So if you join today, you'll get access to both live events and their video and audio recordings, which is really amazing. So kicking off 2024 with some magical energy for you, I really hope to see you inside Cosmic Marketing. And inside the new moon in Capricorn ceremony and ritual, these are some really powerful events. I'm so excited to share my wisdom and my gifts with you this year and help you evolve and grow in so many magical ways. With that being said, I love you and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to Unlimited Abundance. And I'm wishing you a year filled with all of the magic, all of your desires, all the fulfillment and love. And I will see you in our next episode. Like I said, everything I mentioned will be in the keynote. Love you and see you soon. Bye, everyone.